Good afternoon. Welcome to The Journey 8. I'm your host, Reverend Judy Hosner, and I invite you to sit back and take a few moments to breathe as we share this journey together.
Is that a good way to start a program or what? Hey, Ellen, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Aha, okay. So would you like to open us in prayer, please?
Sure. Most gracious and powerful God, we come before you this evening giving you thanks, honor, and praise. Dear God, we ask that you would bless each and every person that is tuned in to our radio show. God, we ask that you will look past the faults and, God, meet the needs during this time of prayer and situation. Lord, we just thank you, we glorify you, and we give you honor, and we ask you to bless this show that it might be what you have called it to be. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And you're going to stay with us, or what are you going to do? This is Ellen, my sidekick, the co-host of The Journey. What did you decide you were going to do?
I'm going to just follow you until it's time for me to get kicking because I'm eating. I'm trying to eat.
Okay, you do that. I'll talk to you later.
All right.
So we got a packed show tonight. Lots of music. I just felt in the music mood. The song you just heard is by a young lady by the name of Karen Williams. And she is one of the artists whose managers or whomever sent me her album. And I've like Will of Titus, I've fallen in love with this album. The album is entitled, let me get it right because I keep getting it wrong. It is and my notes just went flying on the floor. Letting Go of Perfect. See, I always want to say getting. Letting Go of Perfect. And it's Karen Williams. We hope to have her on the show in the coming weeks. That would be cool. So the song you heard, Head Up, is from that album. And that artist is a great album. There isn't a bad song on it. And we're going to hear another song from it a little bit later. And so let's move along. And Karen, I hope you're listening. Here we go. First of all, let's do our usual, which is phone numbers and info to listen in to the Journey 8. And you can always listen in to us by going to bbsradio.com and finding the Journey 8 and listening on your computer. That's always an option. But if you're not near your computer and you still want to hear us, then dial up that smartphone, dumb phone, or just lazy phone, and you can listen in without having to be online by dialing 716-748-0150. And I'll remind you of that number later in the show. 716-748-0150. And when you dial that number, you'll be able to hear the show, but you won't be online. Now, for those of you who are brave enough, which we are still trying to encourage people not to be so scared to be online, you can dial a number that will put you in queue to talk directly with me online. And that number is 888-627-6008. So there you have it. And worst comes to worst, you can tie a string to two cans and hope that you can pick us up. No, that's not right. So before I get started with our usual updates and all that stuff, I just want to say, and I hope my brother is listening, yesterday was my brother's birthday. I'm not going to tell you how old he is, but he's younger than me and older than dirt or something. Anyway, Clay, I am so sorry I forgot to tell you happy birthday yesterday, but maybe this makes up for it. Happy birthday, you old coot. So, yeah, it gets pretty bad when you can't even remember your own siblings' birthdays. My sister's is coming up, and I swear I won't forget it. Nancy, I won't forget your birthday. So, yeah, happy birthday to my brother. As we get older, birthdays become milestones, I guess you could say. Each year, you get up and put your feet on the floor and you say, another year. Oh, that's great. I would like to say another year we're in our right mind, but for me, that is a challenge. Maybe never in my right mind. We don't know. All right, so let's move to updates, down dates, in between dates. Here we go. I think the biggest thing, and this has been kind of confusing for you all, and I understand that, but new kids on the block here, still trying to figure out this corporate thing, this world of whatever. And so we found that to be a nonprofit organization, which we are trying desperately to do, we don't want to be a .com, the Journey8.com. We want to be the Journey8.org, organisms. Because .orgs are usually assigned to nonprofits and other churches, things like that. Our church that we co-sponsor with, it's my home church. I was going to say the Journey 8. Isn't that funny?
It's life's journey. We're in the journey mode here. And we're located in Burlington, North Carolina, northeast of Greensboro. And a great church. If you're ever in the area of Burlington, North Carolina, look up Life's Journey, United Church of Christ, and you'll find us. So that's the biggest update that you're going to find in the next couple days. A new email address, same as the old one. If you wanted to email me, revjudy@thejourney8.org instead of .com. Ellen's is, of course, sidekick. No, it's not. I think it's ekarika @thejourney8.org. She'll pipe in later and tell me if that's right. So I'm going to, it's kind of a music and information show tonight. I'm going to slap in right about here, I think. We're going to start talking about the Christmas album, the dreaded and most awaited Christmas album is being finalized this week, and two or three of you, maybe more, have written in or called in and left message that they'd like to hear songs from time to time off the album. And I have mixed feelings about that. You know, I'd rather you get the album and hear all of them. But tonight we're gonna go ahead and play one of them here in a minute. But if you're interested in the album, the album's $9, and you can just mail in a check. I don't have a means to take MasterCards or money orders or anything, but you can mail in a check. The address for the Journey 8, and we don't tell this as often as we should, is P.O. Box 411 in Gibsonville, Gibsonville, North Carolina, yay, 27249. So just drop me a note to that address, and we'll send you out an album. The album is entitled Joy for the third candle in the Advent wreath, the pink candle. I think some churches might use blue, but it's the odd-colored one, shall we say. That is the candle of joy, and Ellen is going to, in the second half of the show, continue her education on Advent and the Advent wreath. So I don't want to give too much of that away. Christmas album, start mailing them out in a week or so. And if we have Mr. Producer, Engineer, / all-around great guy, why don't we throw in the song Still, Still, Still. If he heard me. Let's send him a note.
Still, still, still. He sleeps this night so
he lies in slumber.
The Unknown Singer? Okay, it's me. Still, which is one of my favorite Christmas lullabies for Jesus. And that is on the album. So again, if you're interested in the album, Joy, go to or send a check for $9 American money to P.O. Box 411, Gibsonville, North Carolina, 27249. Yay! Okay, and on the heels of updates and Christmas albums and stuff and .orgs versus .coms, and, you know, I gotta tell you, it's kind of funny. Along with my MDiv is a MBA. And they don't teach you this stuff in school. How to, I mean, kind of how to, you know the difference between a .org and a .com and a this and a that. So, you know, you go the easiest route. Everybody knows .coms, you know, but not right for me, and an expensive mistake for sure. So we'll go back over that at the end of the show, hopefully, the new address for the Journey 8. And I got, I'm going to take a step back here. I got this email, and here's how I found Karen Williams. Like always, and I encourage all of you who are indie artists, who are trying to break through and get your music out there. Now, I have 12 or 13 listeners. So, my gosh, that should throw you right over the edge of your major sales. Okay, 14 tonight. but either way, we do play indie artists. We don't charge for it. They don't charge us. Somebody gets charged somewhere along the line, but I'm not sure how that works. I leave that to the producers and all them guys. But Karen Williams, marketing or somebody, sent me an email through BBS Radio, and you can contact BBS Radio and say you want your music, and they'll forward it to me. But either way, I end up getting it. And like I said, I got this message from BBS that this person wanted to let me hear their music, and that's how it works. So if you are an indie artist and you would like to have some airtime, I prefer to have your CD. If not, you can load it on Dropbox, I guess, or one of those sites, and we'll pull it up from there. Either way, if I like it and we think it has a message that's good for the show or matches the show, we'll be glad to play it for you. and have you on the show to talk about the album work. Like I said, we're trying to get Karen on there. So I'm going to throw another song at you. And this is from her album, again, Letting Go of Perfect. And it is, I think, the perfect song for Thanksgiving holiday week. And it's called Ordinary Angels. He's queuing it up.
She's counting her change in the line at the counter of the grocery store. Every penny, every nickel she can find, but she still comes up short. Just a single mom doing the best that she can. When a stranger slips a 20 in the palm of her hand, she turns around to thank him, but he's already disappeared out the door. Just because God doesn't part the sea, pull you from the fire, doesn't mean that he's not there. His fingerprints are
about you, but I believe in ordinary angels. I mean, I believe in extraordinary angels also, but what a great song. I like that song. I don't know. I'm just, like with Will of Titus, I'm just kind of infatuated. So here we go. Ordinary Angels, that again was Karen Williams from Letting Go of Perfect, and hopefully by next show we'll have some information on when she plans to visit us. All right, so speaking of ordinary angels, let's talk about what this week is all about. Thanksgiving, yes. And it's not just a holiday to eat lots of turkey. Okay, maybe it is. No, it's not. Actually, I thought I'd do a short little ditty before we give the show over to Ellen, who can call in and get on the line when she's done eating. Thanksgiving has always been kind of a weird holiday for me because it's not Christmas. And it's not, you know, Memorial Day. We have a specific thing. Thanksgiving is kind of a general day that we should kick back, eat lots of turkey and stuff, and think about the things you are thankful for. Now, if this year has been a hard year for you, which it has been for me, I've been in the hospital, what, 6 times this year, and still come out unscathed. They can't kill me off in those hospitals. So I have a lot to be thankful for. And even though this might have been a hard year for you, just like everything impossible has been possible that could possibly damage you in spirit or emotion, possibly. Okay, we're on a roll. You still have Thanksgiving, you know, where you can gather yourself and say, hey, I'm breathing. I'm fill in the blank, walking, talking, whatever. And that in and of itself is a blessing, you know, even in the hardest of times. So I thought I'd give you a little bit, as we all may or may not know, the history of Thanksgiving goes back to the 1600s, basically 1621, with our Mayflower group of pilgrims and Native Americans sharing a Thanksgiving dinner together, although it wasn't called Thanksgiving back then. It was called, hey, I survived the winter. So, you know, the Plymouth Colony, which was the first colony settled here, survived a gruesome winter, and in spring, actually, they proclaimed a day of Thanksgiving. Now, for us, many generations down the road, Thanksgiving is, of course, a holiday, a federal holiday, and so we had all these years from 1621 all the way through the mid-1800s, where we kind of just had our own by the seat of the pants Thanksgiving thing. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think it was during the Civil War when President Lincoln, looked for ways, you know, he's trying to bring the nation back together. And he came up with this idea of Thanksgiving. It's not his idea, but in 1863, he gave his Thanksgiving Proclamation, declaring the last Thursday, in case you guys are wondering why every year Thanksgiving's on a different date, it is the last Thursday of November. That's Lincoln's the one that set that tone in place. And then in 1939 to 1941 era, it was Franklin Roosevelt that actually made it a federal holiday. So I think it was actually 1941 when he signed that. So there you go. Now you are so aware of Thanksgiving. You are like a walking encyclopedia of Thanksgiving, right? The one thing I want to say to you before we go into the second half of the show is that through the midst of, and I think we've got 10 or 12 people this year, we open our house to people who wouldn't normally have a place to go for Thanksgiving, and most of them are affiliated with the church, and some of them are not. So I think we got about 12 people, and it's quite an eclectic group, and I think we're going to have a blast, including some children, of course. But, you know, the thing about Thanksgiving, you eat your great meal of turkey, which is full of tryptophan, and you then chill out to watch the football game, and if you're like me, about 10 minutes into the first quarter, okay, so here's my cure. Drink lots of coffee. No, don't. Always have some Mountain Dew on hand so that if you're falling asleep during the first 10 minutes of the first quarter of the game, hey, down one of them babies and you'll be good for the rest of the game. I don't know about you, but I'm caffeine-free sensitive. And all it takes is like the smell of caffeine and I'm done. I'm toast. So Thanksgiving Day, I hope you all have a wonderful Thanksgiving Day this coming Thursday. Please stop for a moment, either during the meal or after or before, and say a thank you to God for all the things that you have that you should be thankful for, including friends and wonderful family like I have. My family is awesome. They could go on TV as the Brady Bunch Revisited. Yes, we're awesome. And just tell God, hey, I don't pray anytime during the rest of the year, but today I'm going to say thank you. Yes. All right, so we have covered my half of the show. Ellen, are you there yet? Dead silence. She's not here yet. Okay. Well, she's probably still chewing down that dinner. So in the meantime, while we're waiting for her, we have, she's going to do the section on Advent. You know, we got crisscrossing holidays and days of celebration in the liturgical calendar next Sunday, the whatever it is, what, the 30th, 29th? We have the beginning of Advent, the season of Advent. And Advent and Christmas, of course, are just really special for me. And I love to hear about the Advent wreath. That's why I've been naming my albums for the last couple of years. After the Advent wreath. Oh, Ellen's here. Okay. So, you know, we got crisscross holidays. We have Thanksgiving leading right in, kind of right, butting right in with the beginning of Advent. Ellen, what are you going to talk about today about Advent?
Oh, hello, 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 everybody.
Well, hello, 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 my sidekick who's not here, my phantom
first of all,
sidekick.
We want to say that, yes, you did get the email correct. That is my email address. Eparica at thejourney8.org. So that is correct. So, to bring us up to where we are tonight, last week we talked about the season of Advent. It means anticipation and hope. We learned the meaning of it. It also has the meaning of called coming or arrival. Jesus came as a baby, and now we are anticipating his coming again to get all of us and to make the kingdom of God come to earth, and we can live forever and ever just going around bugging Jesus, because that's what I plan to do. I don't know about y'all, but I got a whole lot of questions, and I just plan on bugging him. I plan on bugging him to get all the answers I can get.
In
and
case,
all the teaching
right?
that I can get. I want the teaching. Yes, in faith, of course. So we talked about the meaning of Advent. We focused on the birth of Christ and the first Advent. And now the anticipation of the return of the King is the second Advent. And those are the years that we are living in right now as we speak. We've been told for years and years and years, get it together, it's on the way. Well, trust me, he's on the way. May not be yesterday or today or tomorrow, but he's on the way. So this is the meaning of the Advent season. We also talked about the spirit of Advent. It is a spirit of expectation, a spirit of anticipation, of preparation, and of longing. Speaking of longing, the children of Israel know about longing. Yeah, they do. They waited 400 years. So if they could wait 400 years for God to do what God did for them, we can wait however long it takes for Jesus to return and take us before the Father, and we will be a part of his eternal kingdom, because we are a part of his earthly kingdom right now. This is what we strive for every day, is to be a part of God's eternal kingdom. So we're going to talk about the wreath. The wreath is a very important part of the Advent symbol. It's the Advent wreath is a Christian tradition, and it symbolizes the passage of the 4 weeks of Advent. Advent has 4 weeks. The Advent wreath is a circular candle holder that typically holds 5 candles. During the Advent season, 1 candle on the wreath is lit each Sunday until all of the candles, including the 5th candle, are lit on Christmas Day. We'll talk about that 5th candle in just a moment. Each candle represents an aspect of the spiritual preparation for the celebration of the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. Most Advent wreaths use 3 colors, purple, pink, and white, although some prefer to use blue in the place of one of the purple candles. The first candle of Advent is called the prophecy candle, or as we know it today, the candle of hope. We can have hope because God is faithful and he will keep his promises that he made to us. Our hope comes from God. And again, Isaiah says, the root of Jesse will spring up, one who will arise to rule over the nations. The Gentiles will hope in him. May the God of hope fill you with all the joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. That's found in Romans 15:12-13. And so yes, go ahead.
I have a question for you. If next Sunday is the first Sunday of Advent, then the hope candle is the one that we light next Sunday, correct?
Yes, that is correct. The hope candle.
Okay. Just clarifying for those 13 of them out there that are listening.
Oh, and that was the other thing I needed to correct you on. We now have 15 listeners. Thank you.
Oh, yes, that's right. We do have 15.
Yes, we do. Yeah, we have 15 now. Mm-hmm. All righty. So the first candle of Advent is called the hope candle. All the candles and will be in the wreath, and they will all be placed in a certain order going from left to right. So the back corner of your wreath should have a purple candle. The second candle over to going toward the right is the other purple candle. The next candle should be pink, and the last candle should be purple. And then the 5th candle, we're going to keep you waiting and keep you thinking about what is that 5th candle. We're going to let you hang for a second. The 2nd candle of the Advent wreath is also purple. This is called the Bethlehem candle, or the candle of preparation. God kept his promise of a Savior who will be born in Bethlehem. Preparation means to get ready. Help us to be ready to welcome you, O God, as it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, a voice of one calling in the desert, prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight his path for him. Every valley shall be filled in, every mountain and hill made low. The crooked road shall become straight, and the rough ways smooth, and all mankind will see God's salvation. Okay, we call that second candle the candle of love, if I'm not mistaken. We also call that the candle of love.
That's correct.
Get too far ahead of myself. The third candle is love. I can't remember.
No.
It's hope.
Third candle is the pink candle, and that's the candle of joy, which is the
joy,
name
that's
of my
the
apple.
Joy. You're correct. Yeah, you're right. The pink candle is the joy candle, and the 4th candle is the love candle. The
correct.
First candle is the hope candle, and there's another word in the place of preparation that we call the second candle, and
peace.
I don't have that. The peace. There you go. Thank you. See, that's why you're such a smart reverend, and I hang out with you because you're pretty. That's why I hang out with you because you're pretty.
You're
pretty smart.
Yeah. Well, you need to explain to people why you're doing. Why I'm handing the first or second half of the show over to you.
Speaking of preparation, why am I doing
this? Because I am currently preparing myself along the journey to become a reverend. And Reverend Judy has been my mentor, along with others, helping me and encouraging me to step forward because I'm a little bit chicken. Not too shy. Since most of you know that I'm not shy from listening to the show, but I'm a little bit chicken sometimes, so I have to get a little nudge. And she's a great nudger, trust me.
I am preparing.
And also, the other reason that I have the Advent is because of all the liturgical seasons, this is my favorite season of all. The season that Jesus stretched out his arms, and because he loved me that much, and this is my favorite one. So those are the reasons that I am being nudged in this direction, because the first week in December, I will be recognized as Reverend Ellen Corica.
Yay! And it's been a long path, as it was for me. It took me 20 years to wake up and be ordained. A long path for you since the age of, what, 13, right?
Yep, 13 years old. Yep, 14, excuse me, 14 when I was first called.
So,
and I'm over the hill now, but I'm not telling you how old I am.
So all of you out there, if you've started seminary or studying the Bible, and you gave up because it was too complicated or boring or whatever, you didn't have the right teacher, number one. Number two, if you approach your work, and this is for Ellen too, with the hope that the end result is that you can spread the word of God in a different way. It doesn't mean that as a lay person you can't, but as an ordained person, you get a different path. Some people are meant to be ordained as reverends, and some are meant to be lay ministers. So you have to find your path, because to give up is not a good thing. Right, no. Ellen?
No, it isn't. It's not a good thing. And besides, you really don't want to give up, because God has this thing called a holy 2x4, and he swings it pretty hard. He also calls you up at 3:30 in the morning on the God phone. So if you have been thinking about it, or you've been praying about it, and you're not sure, just pray a little bit harder, because if you get the right answer from God and you ignore it, as I did, the holy 2x4, it hurts really bad when he swings it. So, you know, if
He's
you know this your calling, and you know that ministry is your calling, and it doesn't have to be, you don't have to be a preacher in a pulpit. You can be a prayer warrior, and that's a ministry. You can be helping the homeless, that's a ministry. You can be feeding the poor and the hungry, that's a ministry. So there's all kind of different types of ministry. You just have to be like me. You have to find which one tickles your fancy, and prayer tickles my fancy. So that's where that's where I plan to be, you know, using most of my gifts and my talents, along with being here from time to time with my favorite Reverend Judy Hoffner.
Yes, you'll always be the sidekick. So let me ask you what else you have to say, because I got a few more things before we close up. What else do you need? We got to talk about the fifth candle.
Well, we got to talk about the third candle first. The third candle is the candle of joy. Let's just go through the candles, and then we'll get, as the Advent goes on, we'll be a little bit deeper into what they mean. So we did the first two candles because I'm going to be out traveling in the world again, so I won't be able to be there and to hook you guys up with the first and second. So by the time we get to the third candle, I'll be settled back into my home, and I'll be ready. So the second candle, the first candle is the candle of hope. The second candle is the candle of peace. The third candle is the pink candle, and it is called the candle of joy. And we'll get into that and explain that more when we get closer to that candle. The fourth candle is called the candle of love, and it is also purple. And the fifth, beloved fifth candle is the one I want you guys to think about. The fifth candle is the white candle, and it is also known as the Christ candle. The Christ candle reminds us that Jesus is the spotless Lamb of God sent to wash away our sins. His birth was for his death. His death was for our birth. The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." John chapter 1, verse 29. So that's where we're going to, I'm going to just stop right there and give you guys a lot to think about. And if you have any questions, please feel free to call us, call me. The number that you can call in on the air is 888-627-6008. If you have friends out there that are kind of shy about talking on the radio, but you say, "Hey, I was listening to this radio show and it's pretty cool, so why don't you call in and listen too?" That number is 716-748-0150. May God bless you. I love you all. And when Reverend Judy is finished, I'll be back with the closing prayer. And we just pray God's blessing over you. May you have a prosperous and blessed Thanksgiving and holiday season as it comes by. Reverend Judy?
All right. So Ellen's going to hang in there to close us in a couple minutes. The main thing I wanted to talk about towards the end of the show, which we are towards the end of the show, is that we have an hour every other week. And so we have a week in between where, you know, we're gathering information or doing what we're doing. But in that week in between, you are always welcome to call in. The Journey 8 does have a phone number, a real phone number. And you can always call and leave a message on that line if you're in need of prayer, if you have questions, whatever. Just remember to keep it nice, even if you have something negative to say. That phone number, you might want to write this down, is area code 209-743-5114. That phone stays on 24 hours a day. Sometimes it's with me, technically. Sometimes it's here in the studio. Either way, I check it multiple times during the day. And if you have need of prayer or have need to talk to either Ellen or I or whatever, you can call that number, 209, which is a California area code, even though I'm in North Carolina, 743-5114. And we'll take care of you if we can. One of the last things I wanted to talk about, mentioned it a little bit towards the show, is that our church, Life's Journey, United Church of Christ, here in Burlington, North Carolina, is an awesome church, open and affirming, and we take everybody. I don't care what color you are or what your place in life's journey is, you're welcome. And I encourage you to stop in and meet me. I am not the pastor of that church. That is my mentor. We all have mentors. And that is Reverend Phil Hardy, awesome preacher. One of the things I am doing, though, and if any of you are so inclined, we're running a sock drive for the homeless center here in Burlington. And we're collecting new socks. We can't take old ones. New socks for those people, homeless people who need to keep their feet warm. And I don't know about the hands and the rest of us. We haven't figured that yet. But right now, we're having a sock drive for the next couple weeks. If you want information, again, you can call 209, whatever number, 743-5114. and we'll give you that information. Last but not least is throughout all this, and Ellen's been wonderful, but I've set her free on this research for Advent. I haven't even read what she reads during the show. That's part of the sink or swim theory of preparing someone for the ministry. Sink or swim! Swim. dog paddle, whatever. I was thrown in the same way, thrown into the waters of heaven and sink or swim. It's funny how fast you learn how to swim when you're in water. So I don't give her a lot of guidance. She doesn't need it. She, in many ways, has more going for her than I do sometimes, especially in the prayer ring. And prayer is so important. So important. So we're going to wrap the show up here shortly. Ellen, I think I'll have you do closing prayer, and then we'll end the show with, of course, a Will of Titus song. And remind you, first of all, that our next show is December 7th, 2 weeks from today. And if you have something special you want to announce or whatever, please get in contact with us. So, Ellen, will you close us?
Yes. Most gracious God, we thank you for this hour, Lord. This may be the most important hour in someone's life. God, we just thank you because you led us in the direction that you would have us to go, God. We thank you because you have brought listeners to us, God. Father, we know that there's listeners out there because I have encountered them in my journeys. So we thank you for that, Lord. God, we ask that as we go off into this week, Lord, that you will bless us, God, and help us to remember that we're not just thankful for the turkey and the ham and the mashed potatoes and potato salad. We're thankful that you gave us life and you gave it to us more abundantly. God, we pray that everyone from California to North Carolina and well beyond will have a blessed Thanksgiving. Enjoy your family. Love them. Caress them. We pray these things in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. So we're going to play Will of Titus. It's called Sleep Well, and then I'll come back to say goodnight to you after that.
Okie dokie. I'm out of here.
All right, bye.
Remember, it was designed for you. With every little step that you take, there for you. Be sure to say it out with your thanks. Sleep well, he's got a plan for you. Sleep well, knowing it's just for you. And every time the day becomes night, you're sent to start up your day. Sleep well, he's got a plan for you. Sleep well, knowing it's just for you. And every time the day becomes night, trust him and learn in his way. Just think of the son he has given you and everything to brighten your day.
Titus from their album Awake My Soul, Sleep Well, and Grace and Peace. I hope you all enjoyed the show, and we're out of here. Thank you for listening to The Journey 8, and please come back and join us again. Remember, be kind in all you do, and the kindness will come back to you. Grace and peace, Judy Hasner.